All right, here we go. Wednesday morning, middle of the week. You know what that means. We got a camel walking through the studio.
Because it's hump day.
Come on. Fred. You know what day it is.
Hump day.
Yeah, what kind of question do you got today, buddy?
I don't know. Yesterday, I kind of got tickled with a black dog being released on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
So today's question, we're doing Christmas in July.
Okay.
One of my favorite David Letterman episodes. I was in Atlanta. It was like 103.
Uh-huh.
We were at the Braves game. We were getting like showered down by the group, by the grounds crew, because it was so hot in left field.
Mm-hmm.
And that night, everybody baking, David Letterman did a Christmas show.
Well,
and he's walking up and down the streets of Manhattan asking people, "What, you know, have you thought about your Christmas wish list?" People stunned while they're melting on the streets.
And by the way, before you ask the question, let me tell everybody that this is brought to you by the Forest at Duke.
Speaking of good gifts and good things.
ForestDuke.org.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, check them out.
Hey, so here's our question. You know the answer, give us a call, and you're going to win a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers where you are.
Good to go.
Which of Santa's reindeer is named for a female fox?
A female fox?
Yes. Which of Santa's reindeer is named the equivalent of
a female fox? Aubrey?
Oh, Aubrey is a fox.
Are we allowed
to say that?
She used to be a fox.
She still is.
Now she's Williams.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And folks, we mean that that was her last name.
Yeah, exactly. Aubrey's not old enough to have had anything named after her like that, you know. So, hey. I don't know the answer to that question.
You think about it, you'd get it.
I'll have to think about that.
All right, which of Santa's reindeer is named for a female fox? If you know the answers, you give us a call at 919-929-WCHL and get that Christmas wish list together for your loved ones.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right! Of course! 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa. You know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz! Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
All right, well, hey, you got to go through the names.
Yeah, go through the reindeer.
Names of all the reindeer. Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen. That's the one right
there. Vixen, yes.
A female fox.
A female fox.
You mean the actual animal? The actual...
A vixen would be a female...
Four-legged fox.
Yeah, female fox, yes.
Okay.
And, yes. Now, the term is used for more...
Human beings.
Kind of suggestive, sultry.
Yeah.
It used to be used for a lot of, like, you know, the sex kittens, so to speak.
Exactly. Yeah.
She's a vixen.
Well, hey, thank you so much for bringing that to our attention. I never really thought about that.
Never too early to start thinking about Christmas, you know. Get those Christmas specials down at, you know, your favorite stores.
Rudolph. Won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Yeah.
With your...
Rudolph might be at vacationing somewhere in the Bahamas right now.
With your formerly red hair and not red nose.
Yeah, exactly. Strawberry blonde, please.
It's not really red anymore.
Strawberry blonde, please.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Hey, well, thank you, buddy.
You're welcome.
This trivia question and answer brought to you by the Forest of Duke. Wonderful retirement community. Go to forestduke.org.